Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Homecoming King Cole DeWard and Queen Annika Boonstra join us on today's program to talk about festivities ongoing this week at Pella High School.
The Homecoming King is Cole DeWard.
And our 2020 homecoming queen is Annika Boonstra.
First of all, congratulations. Annika, I've talked to you a bit over the years. I'll start with you. What did it mean to have your name announced this morning and to have your peer select you to be the representative for the week?
Honestly, I was just really honored. We had the privilege of being surrounded by wonderful candidates and friends, and just our whole school has just been really supportive. And honestly, everybody has been a total king and queen this year, overcoming all these challenges with COVID and just kind of looking at our senior year a little bit differently. It's been an honor just to be able to work alongside them and be with them, and then just to be chosen by them just felt amazing. So I'm just really honored to be around all the people that I've been around. So it's been a privilege.
Well, and Cole, when you got announced as member of the court even last week, there was quite the crowd reaction. And and then obviously the crowd reaction again when you were selected this morning. What does it mean for you to have that kind of reception from your classmates and to also be selected for this honor?
It really, to me, just actually means a lot. Because last week, for even just being on the court, I didn't think personally I was going to be on it. And so just knowing that my classmates really appreciate me like that and would nominate me for that was just a really nice feeling to have. And it's been great just being up there with all my friends and everyone.
And Annika, what are you looking forward to most about this week?
I'm just looking forward to be able to support all of our teams. Cross country is on Tuesday at Newton, and then we have volleyball at Oski. And then we also have Powder Puff and Jungle Volleyball on Thursday, which we're really excited to both be a part of. And then, of course, Friday we have the football game, and then Saturday we have our home Marching Dutch Invitational. So the whole week I'm just really excited to be a part of and participate in.
Well, and you're a member of the football team, Cole. I'm guessing that's probably one of the things you always look forward to. What else are you looking forward to this week?
I'm really excited for the Powder Puff game because every year a lot of the senior guys do the announcements in over the PA for the games. And that's always just been a really cool thing, I thought, and I'm excited to do that this year. I'm also just really excited for all the dress-up days and seeing everyone's school spirit throughout the week.
Well, and Annika, you mentioned the Marching Dutch Invitational. In fact, we talked to you a few weeks ago now about the marching band season. You've now had a few performances under your belt. What's it been like to get back out there with your friends again?
Honestly, it's been such a privilege this year to be able to perform. A lot of bands are choosing to participate in different ways, but we believe to go 110% all the time. And so just being able to get a few performances under our belt and then be able to perform this Saturday for our home crowd is just really exciting. And we're excited to show the town what we got.
Well, and Cole, as I said, football player, and you got some varsity action. And in fact, your first varsity tackle this past week, two nice bounce back wins, I imagine, halfway through the season. You're still excited to be playing, but B, a whole lot to look forward to. What's been most exciting from football this year?
Definitely our win against Knoxville, because we came off two really tough losses to two really great football teams. And our win against Knoxville, just being up 42 at half, the team, it felt like we finally just got all of our energy back, and that's definitely been the best thing so far this season.
Well, and Annika, what are some of the other things you're involved with throughout the year? Just share with our listeners, get to know you a little bit better, and what are you looking forward to most beyond marching band season?
So besides marching band, I participate in soccer during the spring, and I'm super excited for that season since we didn't get it last year. I also participate in core youth group at third, and I just like participating in all the homecoming activities, so I'm particularly really excited for Powder Puff. It's going to be super duper fun, and I always like getting out there with my girls and having a chance to take the football field.
And Cole, anything else you're looking forward to the most this year and some of the other activities you're involved in?
I'm really excited for this track season because last year, I know our track teams, boys and girls, were working really hard the first month that we were able to practice. And so it was a pretty big disappointment for just everyone on the team to end up having our season canceled. And I think this year will definitely be a great season for both boys and girls tracks teams. And I'm just really excited to be able to compete throwing again.
Well, and Annika, I'll give you one last chance to plug the Saturday show and even the halftime show on Friday. Remind our listeners a little bit about what you guys have been working on for the Marching Dutch and why people should come watch it.
All right. So our show this year is Stained Glass, A Light in Times of Darkness. And we've added a couple props, including a huge stained glass flag that spans the 40 to the 40. And so we've been really glad to implement that into our shows. And we're excited to show that to the home crowd on Friday and Saturday. We perform at 9 o'clock on Saturday evening and during halftime on Friday. And we would be really honored for just to perform for our town and just to show everybody what we got.
And then everyone should come on out Friday. Carlisle is going to be a tough one.
Oh, yeah. Carlisle is definitely a really good football team. They're always the most physical team we play. They come out ready to hit. So it's going to be a really good game Friday. But I think if we can have a good week of practice and mentally zone in, we'll definitely be able to come up on top by a decent amount.
And a big crowd.
Oh, yeah. Always pumped for the crowd. The crowd is one of the best parts about the football games, hearing everyone cheer after all the scores.
Once again, that was Pella High School Homecoming King Cole DeWard and Queen Annika Boonstra. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.